Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting the Eurozone braces for a Greek default.
Η απόφαση αυτή οδήγησε σήμερα την Ευρωπαϊκή.
Greek Prime Minister Alexis Tsipras has closed the country's banks and is restricting cash withdrawals by depositors. The actions came after a stalemate deepened between Greece and its international lenders, who were demanding more austerity measures from the debt-strapped nation. Marie Harf, the U.S. State Department's senior advisor for strategic communications, says all parties at the Iran nuclear talks in Vienna plan to continue negotiating past the June 30th deadline. Federica Mogherini is the EU foreign policy chief.
It's needed to have a couple of days more. This is not the end of the world, but it is very clear that the deadline is going to stay end of June, beginning of July. We're going to finalize it hopefully, in the coming days.
Negotiators have been tight-lipped about the details of the talks, but several officials have indicated tough issues remain unresolved. Kuwait said Sunday it has identified a Saudi national as the suicide bomber that attacked a crowded Shiite mosque, killing 27 people and wounding 227. The Interior Ministry said Fahd Suleiman Abdul Moshen Al-Kabah is responsible for Friday's attack on the mosque. Authorities said he flew into the country at dawn Friday, just hours before detonating the explosives. At least two people were killed in overnight violence in Burundi's capital, Bujumbura. Tensions have been rising in Burundi in the lead-up to elections. Opposition parties say they will not participate in the elections as a protest against the president's bid for a third term in office. This is VOA News. More than 500 people have been sent to hospitals in Taiwan with burns after a fire broke out at a water park party late Saturday, Ralph Jennings reports.
An explosion of colored theatrical powder in a Taipei suburb late Saturday touched off a fire along the ground of the Formosa Fun Coast, a water theme park where about 1,000 people were gathered for a privately organized party called Color Play Asia. A new Taipei City Fire Department official said most of the 516 who were reported hurt suffered burns to their lower bodies. Taiwan Premier Mao Zhirguo told reporters Sunday the priority was to ensure the victims had proper medication. Taiwan President Ma Ying-jeou visited victims at one Taipei hospital and pledged to find the people responsible for the fire. Ralph Jennings, Taipei.
An unmanned U.S. rocket carrying supplies to the International Space Station exploded shortly after liftoff Sunday, sending bits and pieces of cargo plunging into the Atlantic Ocean. William Gerstenmayer is NASA's top spaceflight official.
This is a blow to us. We lost a lot of important research equipment on this flight. We lost the IDA, the docking adapter that we had planned to set us up for later. Again, we'll be able to recover from that. We lost a spacesuit. Again, we'll see how we can recover from that, and we lost a lot of research.
It was the third mission failure in 8 months. A Russian cargo ship returning from the space station spinned out of control upon re-entry in April, and another supply ship was destroyed in a launch accident last October. David Sweat, one of two New York State inmates who escaped from prison 3 weeks ago, has been shot and taken into custody by U.S. law enforcement officials. Sweat was caught Sunday in the town of Constable, New York, near the Canadian border, 2 days after a federal agent shot and killed Richard Matt, the other escapee from a maximum security prison in New York. The second escapee was transported to a hospital, but his condition was not immediately clear. No police officials were wounded during the apprehension. Vice President Joe Biden made a surprise appearance at the Emmanuel AME Church Sunday in Charleston, South Carolina. Biden said he came to Sunday's services because he and his family wanted to show solidarity with the church where 9 people were killed by a gunman earlier this month. A day earlier, on Saturday, mourners from Charleston and beyond gathered for funerals of 3 victims of the mass shooting. Pakistan's military says airstrikes have killed 23 militants in the country's northwestern tribal regions near the Afghan border. A statement said Pakistan's Air Force struck a huge ammunition dump in the strikes in the Khyber and North Waziristan districts. I'm Dave DeForest in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.